On Kennesaw State University Week, driverless cars are already on our roads, whether we realize it or not. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jack Labriola, assistant professor of technical communication, explores the need for human drivers to still be paying attention.
Whether we realize it or not, autonomous vehicles, or AVs, also known as self-driving vehicles, are already on the roads around us. However, as we might expect, they are not perfect just yet. And while they may not comprise the majority of cars on the road, we understand that the future of driving depends on the successful and safe implementation of AVs on our roads. With the technology available right now, human drivers are still responsible for monitoring their AV and stepping in to take control over that vehicle when necessary, such as when a malfunction occurs. Yet, many drivers are unfamiliar with driving an AV and may have difficulty anticipating when they need to step in and what's the best way to take control. Dr. Jung, a colleague and associate professor of psychology, and I are testing what it takes for the human driver to successfully and safely take control of a malfunctioning AV, and also what undesirable responses could occur. Using a driving simulator, we are focusing on understanding how human drivers react during various malfunctions. For example, can they respond appropriately and quickly enough if their AV doesn't sense the traffic signal? Or how should they react if rain or snow starts to obscure the road lines and the car can no longer sense the lanes? Ultimately, we will use our data to develop a driver training program to teach human drivers about AVs, improve the monitoring and handling abilities of drivers of autonomous vehicles, and enhance the safety of our roads in the future.
That was Jack Labriola of Kennesaw State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.